Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, it's good to have you here on this Tuesday. Thanks for joining me. This is a very special day. Derek Prince began yesterday a series on marriage in which he is talking about marriage as a covenant. I believe that this is one of the most neglected truths in the Bible regarding marriage, and it's killing marriages today because people don't know it. Marriage is not meant to be based upon sentiment or the love that we feel on the honeymoon, which is, believe me, different from what you feel the rest of your marriage, and it should be. Instead, marriage is meant to be built on some solid commitments to God that are frankly even apart from sentiment. Today, Derek's going to talk to us about laying down our lives. There's a principle of marriage I hope you'll cling to for the rest of your life. It is this: the first one to the cross wins. In a marriage, the first one to his knees, the first one to the cross wins. So get your Bible, get something to write with, and let's listen now as Derek Prince teaches us about laying down our lives in marriage.
Yesterday I spoke about the key to a successful marriage, the Bible's revelation that marriage is a covenant. Basically, this means two things. First of all, it means commitment. There is no covenant without a commitment. Marriage is not an experiment. It begins with a commitment. Those who bypass commitment cannot find God's purpose for marriage. Secondly, in a covenant, God sets the terms. He does not leave it to man to decide on what basis that a marriage will be ordered, but he has laid down certain specific, simple terms. So today I'm going to go on with this theme and explain to you in a practical way just how the understanding of covenant can make all the difference between success and failure in marriage, and in your marriage particularly. The words covenant and testament are very important in the whole revelation of the Bible. Actually, the Bible comes to us in the form of two testaments, the Old Testament and the New. The same word that's translated testament in many other places is translated covenant. So we always need to bear in mind that a testament is a covenant and a covenant is a testament. The English translation sometimes obscures that fact for some Bible readers. Now, the next fact about a covenant is that in the Bible, it always required a sacrifice. A covenant could not be made without a sacrifice. And a sacrifice meant the taking of a life, the laying down of a life. In the Old Testament, there was a rather strange method by which people entered into covenant with one another. They would take the sacrificial animals, whatever they might be, they would slay them, cut them in two halves, lay the two halves opposite one another, and then walk together through the two halves of the slain animals. There's a very interesting example of this in Genesis chapter 15, where the Lord himself, in this way, made a covenant with Abraham. Later on this week, I'm going to speak more fully about that, but just lay hold of this fact for the time being, that a covenant is based on a sacrifice, and entering into a covenant is passing with the people whom you're making covenant with through the sacrifice. In other words, the way into covenant is through a life laid down. That's what the sacrifice represents. Now, you might think that this is simply true in the Old Testament, but that's not so. Because in the Epistle to the Hebrews, in the 9th chapter, verses 16 and 17, the writer reinforces this in the New Testament. This is what he says: "For where a covenant is, there must of necessity be the death of the one who made it. For a covenant is valid only when men are dead, for it is never in force while the one who made it lives." Now that's a very, I would say, startling statement. A covenant is only operative, it's only valid when the one who makes the covenant is dead. Now, for us as Christians, the great and final sacrifice is the death of Jesus. There are many passages of the New Testament that speak about this. For instance, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verses 14 and 15, Paul says, "For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. In other words, the sacrifice on which the new covenant is based is the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. And his death, when we accept it by faith, becomes our death. One died for all, therefore all were dead. Christ did not die actually for himself. He died for us. He died as our representative. His death becomes our death. Romans chapter 6, Paul says, "Now if we have died with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him, knowing that Christ, having been raised from the dead, is never to die again. Death no longer is master over him. For the death that he died to sin once for all. But the life that he lives to God. Even so, consider yourselves to be dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus." So you see, the essential teaching about the death of Jesus Christ is that it was the last and final sacrifice for sin, and that his death was substitutionary, that he died for us. And so we enter into the new covenant, not through the two halves of a slain animal, but through the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. But the covenant is only valid if we accept his death as our death. A covenant is not yet valid as long as the one who makes it lives. Jesus died to make the covenant with us. But the covenant only becomes effective in our lives when we reckon ourselves to be dead with him. His death becomes our death. He is the sacrifice through whom we pass into the new covenant.
You know, when I used to do marriage counseling, and sometimes I still do, I would tell young couples about to get married that marriage is very simple. All you have to do is die. And when people believed that, they had very successful marriages because they would lay down their lives one for another. That's what marriage is. It's two people desperately trying to serve each other, desperately trying to lay aside their own desires and their own passions to care for one another. Later in the program, Kim Daniels is going to be with us as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Getting the practical Bible teaching of Derek Prince into your hands and heart is at the center of our mission at Derek Prince Legacy Radio. That's why we're pleased to send you a wonderful resource by Derek Prince that delivers clear biblical teaching that can help transform your marriage. It's Derek's powerful booklet, Partners for Life, and it's yours free for the asking. In this encouraging booklet, Derek Prince reveals that success in marriage is not a result of eliminating problems, but rather of establishing a real relationship built upon the foundation of God's truths. Whether your goal is to heal a hurting marriage or make a good one even stronger, this free resource will help you take your relationship to the next level. Don't miss your opportunity to get a copy, free and postage paid, today. Call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. It's not too late for you to have a happy, fulfilling marriage. Request your free copy of Partners for Life right now. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy of Partners for Life when you visit us securely online at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Glad that you're with us today. We're in the second day of a marvelous series by Derek Prince on marriage, and he's emphasizing one of the great neglected truths of a biblical view of marriage, and that is that marriage is a covenant. Today, he's talking about one of the most painful truths of marriage, which is that marriage only works when we live the Christ life, when we lay down our lives one for another. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us.
How does this principle of covenant apply particularly to marriage? We've said that a covenant is valid only when the one who makes the covenant has died. So if marriage is a covenant between a man and a woman, a husband and a wife, how does that apply? Well, the great basic principle is that the covenant of marriage for Christians is based on the death of Jesus. His death was our death. It's through him we enter into this covenant. And this applies specifically to the covenant of marriage. Now, I've explained this just as clearly as I'm able in my book, The Marriage Covenant. And so I'm going to read a few paragraphs from that book because it says what I want to say just as clearly as I'm able to say it. So I'm reading now from my book, The Marriage Covenant. The sacrifice upon which the covenant of Christian marriage is based is the death of Jesus Christ on our behalf. He is the sacrifice through which, by faith, a man and a woman can pass into the relationship of marriage as God Himself ordained that it should be. Just as the Lord and Abraham passed between the pieces of the slain animals, so in marriage a man and woman pass through the death of Jesus Christ on their behalf into a totally new life and a totally new relationship, which would have been impossible without the death of Jesus Christ. The covenant of Christian marriage is made at the foot of the cross. There are three successive phases in the outworking of this relationship. First, a life is laid down. Each lays down his life for the other. The husband looks back at Christ's death on the cross and says, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." The wife likewise looks at the cross and says the same, "That death was my death. When I came through the cross, I died. Now I am no longer living for myself." Henceforth, each holds nothing back from the other. Everything the husband has is for the wife. Everything the wife has is for the husband. No reservations, nothing held back. It is a merger, not a partnership. Second, out of that death comes a new life. Each now lives out that new life in and through the other. The husband says to the wife, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Likewise, the wife says to the husband, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Third, the covenant is consummated by physical union, and this in turn brings forth fruit which continues the new life that each has been willing to share with the other. In the whole realm of living creatures, God has ordained this basic principle: without union, there can be no fruit. Covenant leads to shared life and fruitfulness. Life that is not shared remains sterile and fruitless. This approach to marriage, which sees it in terms of a covenant, is very different from the attitude with which most people today enter into marriage. Basically, the attitude of our contemporary culture is, "What can I get? What is there in this for me?" I believe that any relationship approached with this attitude is doomed to end in failure. The one who approaches the marriage as a covenant does not ask, "What can I get?" Rather, he asks, "What can I give?" And he goes on to answer his own question, "I give my life. I lay it down for you, and then I find my new life in you." This applies equally to each party, to the husband and to the wife. To the natural mind, this sounds ridiculous. Yet it is, in fact, the secret of real life, real happiness, and real love. So much for my reading from my book, The Marriage Covenant. Let me just take a moment or two to wrap that up for you before I close. There's a life to lose and a life to find. As long as you enter into marriage holding on to your own life, you will not find the life that God has for you in that covenant. It's a step of faith. You've got to lay down your life in faith and find a new life. A life that's different, a life that comes in union, a life that you cannot have on your own. Each party to the marriage has to make that step of faith. The key word, again, is commitment. It's not an experiment. You have to make a commitment. And the key fact is this, that the commitment releases God's grace. Without God's grace, marriage will never work. But God does not release His grace into a marriage until both parties have made that commitment. And out of God's grace come the resources needed to make the marriage to work.
You know, I have to emphasize those words that Derek shared with us a few moments ago, that in marriage, each spouse is saying to the other, "My life is in you. I am living out my life through you. You are the expression of what I am." Marriage is a covenant-based relationship. You know, this is one of the great truths of marriage. You know, when the Father sent Jesus, Jesus died and then lived out His life on earth through us. When a man and a woman get married, They stop living their own lives for their own satisfaction, their own fulfillment, and instead they begin to see their lives as having its meaning, having its purpose, having its completion in each other. Now, the husband is not just spending his life trying to improve his athletic performance or make more money. That's not his primary goal. His primary goal is that he pastors and nurtures and cares for and supports his wife so that she becomes the beautiful creature she's made to be. Likewise with the wife. The wife is doing everything she can with her words, her help, her pastoring, her nurturing to build that man into what he's made to be. And then the two together, of course, becoming what they're meant to be as one person. This is a powerful truth. And if we understood this, not only would the divorce rate drop, which is the first half of the battle, but we would have marriages that would reflect the glory of God. Listen, just ahead, Kim Daniels of Spoken Word Ministries is going to be with us. You are going to love this. As Derek Prince, Legacy Radio continues.
With all the pressures and problems of the 21st century, can couples still live happily ever after? Is there really a way to divorce-proof your marriage? In his deeply insightful book, The Marriage Covenant, Derek Prince unravels the mysteries of marriage to show you God's amazing plan and purpose. As you read through its pages, you'll discover the power of the covenant and learn practical steps for improving the quality of your relationship. With The Marriage Covenant, you'll find hope for building a marriage most people only dream about. To order this life-changing resource for only $8.95, simply call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And this week only, when you order your copy of The Marriage Covenant, you'll also receive as a special bonus gift, Derek's helpful marriage booklet, Partners for Life. No matter what the current condition of your relationship, you can have a happily ever after marriage. Call now, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Or order securely online when you visit us at derekprince.org.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Great to have you with us today. And we have some very special guests joining us on the phone lines today. Kimberly and Ardell Daniels, you probably have heard of them. Kimberly, Dr. Kimberly Daniels is the founder of Spoken Word Ministries and just a very, very well-known voice in our generation. At one time, the fastest female sprinter in junior college and a great lady. I've spent some time with her. And her husband, Ardell, a man of wisdom, insight, pastor, done great things in the world. And so they're joining us today to help us process and apply some of what we've been hearing from Derek Prince about having a great marriage on a biblical foundation. Kimberly and Ardell, thank you for joining me.
It's great to be here.
It's a real honor.
Well, I appreciate you guys being here. Tell me how you first came in contact with the teaching of Derek Prince, maybe particularly when it comes to marriage.
The very thing that really inspired me was a personal visit that we had over in England with Derek Prince, and my wife asked him to pray for her, and he said to her, I wouldn't pray for you without your husband. And from that point, that is what impacted me so much.
You know, I believe that we just received an impartation from him, and I know that it was an inspiration to our ministry, but we received a spiritual impartation from him when he prayed for us.
Well, he was sure known for that. A lot of ministries have come out of him laying hands on people and speaking over their lives. So I'm thankful for the gift that you are to the body of Christ and as an extension of that ministry. Tell me, how did you all begin to move into this area of ministering to marriages? And what impact did perhaps Derek's teaching in this field have on you?
After that particular time, I began to, look at his books, and one of the thing that he was preaching on at the time over in England was the fatherless, the homeless, and the widows. And from that, I began to look at his book, and he had a book called Husbands and Fathers. And I began to read that book, and once I began to read that book, I realized then of the responsibility of a husband in the household that I really wasn't aware of, was never taught, and I knew that I had to come up another level in learning, and especially how to treat my wife and how to even handle the household. So I knew that was a thing that was missing, especially in the black community. community, whereas we would have so many, you know, fathers at home. And I brought that book back, and that was, we had a men's meeting, and that was one of the things, the book that we required all the men to kind of get and read, and we would go over it every Saturday morning.
You know, Ardell, it's not just an issue in the black community in America today. I mean, it just seems like men have stepped back and not fulfilled their role in families, not fulfilled their role in society. Would you speak to that for just a moment? How do you see that?
Men just don't have an idea of who they are, you know, because once you realize who you are and what God has called you to be, you know, once you realize that, then you have a certain responsibility that you have to meet, and you cannot get around it. Cannot get away from it, you cannot get around it. But men today, I guess men today and of the past, they would shun their responsibility, I guess thinking that they could, you know, pass it on to the woman, or you know, just say, well, I don't have to deal with it, and you know, I can just get away from it, or you know, just say, well, they do what they want to do. But it's a certain responsibility as a man that you have to fulfill in order to, you know, be a godly man and fulfill the call of God on your life.
Now, I imagine that scares some women, Kimberly, because they picture a man starting to take control, dominate, you know, manipulate, and just insist on the woman being in an inferior status. But if it's done righteously and in the character of Jesus, it can be liberating, can't it?
I'm one that can relate to that. It is liberating, you know, because my husband and I, we have unique circumstances, you know, where, you know, when I met him, he was a drug dealer. And, I mean, we were together 25 years ago on the streets, and when I got up with him later in life, he was dealing drugs and I was preaching the gospel. So it was, and it was such a situation that most of the guys that he, you know, the guys that he was dealing with, some of them are doing two life sentences now, and they went to prison and he came to Jesus. So it was like I had to lead him, you know, into the things of the Lord, and at the same time maintain that balance of being his pastor and his wife. And I always tell people that, you know, it was something that we had to learn, and we learned together, and it works out pretty well, because I always say that, you know, at home I'm not an apostle. You know, a man don't want to go to bed at night with an apostle. I thank God for the balance, and I thank God for you know, how he's taught us, and we made some mistakes. It's not anything that you just do automatically, but he led me on the streets easily. You know, on the streets he was in charge, and I just don't have a problem with him being in charge now. It's a blessing to be covered, and I like the fact that my husband pray and fast, and he can get up on the front line, and because of that, we have a church full of men that do that. Most of the time, the women are doing the intercession. The women are the spiritual ones. But because of the example that my husband has been, it's a blessing to me to see men come from such an extreme place to being godly fathers and godly husbands. And I'm just thinking like this: if folk can come from crack houses and drug houses and all of this stuff and learn how to be fathers and husbands according to the order of God, how much more can those who have been in the church all this time?
Absolutely, absolutely. Listen, this is so powerful. I want to ask you, too, if you'll come back with me on another portion of the show, and let me talk to you. I've got some more questions for you. I want to probe this more, because what you're saying is so unbelievably important. So would you come back with me on Thursday so that we can talk about this a little bit further?
Yes, we can.
That'd be great. All right, well, for everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Be sure and join us again tomorrow as the legacy continues.
To purchase a copy of Derek's book, The Marriage Covenant, give us a call, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And when you do, be sure to ask for your free gift, Partners for Life. 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. And of course, you can always order securely online at derekprince.org. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries and produced in association with Audio Aviators. For more information about anything heard on today's program, visit us on the web at derekprince.org.